These people dream of becoming lawyers. Now they're accusing the law school in Ghana's capital, Accra, of being unlawful. That's because the entrance exam was changed by the legal counsel. It now requires a minimum 50% marks on two papers instead of an average score. But the candidates say they weren't informed.
We wrote an exam. You set a pass mark. They pass the exam. You come out with a new rule that they have to pass it in a particular way, which was not previously communicated to us. So we are saying that admit them. They did nothing wrong. Admit them.
We are suffering. We put in a lot of work, a lot of time. People put their lives on hold for this exam. People have families, they have children, you know. Some people have to make a living.
From the 2,824 applicants from 17 law faculties across the country, less than a third were successful. Low admissions into the law school has been a contentious issue for years. It's now reached Parliament, which has established a committee to look into the allegations.
The students have raised issues as to whether indeed that was the criteria used in the past years. And that's the basis of the application. They also question whether they were duly notified if this one is actually a new development.
And some politicians, along with the students, are alleging corruption in the admissions process.
At least 20 students were admitted last year on what the General Legal Counsel itself is calling concessional admission. These persons never sat for the entrance exam nor passed an interview. They were simply handpicked to come and join the 1,045 that were admitted last year.
These students say they want a review and reform of the exam procedures and hope this will give them a fair route into working in Ghana's justice system. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.